I find myself in the email class. Of course, I, you know, it's just what I've been doing for, you know, most of my adult life. But in the email class, you know, just constantly saying to people, please, if you don't have a recording and listening practice, please start one. Please start one. Please start one. It's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. It's going to be the most important thing you've ever done. You know, and I just in that broken record kind of way, because it is the practice piece, right? More than anything else, it's the thing that's going to move somebody to the realization that I want to sit. I want to be present. This is the life I want to choose, and I can do that. And I need assistance and support in making that choice moment by moment by moment. And we have the tools to do that. But it is a practice. It's not something we can just read about.
Yeah. I'm noticing a very subtle thing with my recording and listening lately, where I still record 3 times a day, and I'm not listening as much lately. And what I notice is I realize I'm getting more lit up through doing it, that I hear that subtle voice saying, well, you don't have to listen to it. And I'm like, aha, we know that that's going to make me feel better, and we know that's more ego getting in the way.
So. That's right. That's right. Because in this case, what you're saying is, well, that's all very interesting, but, you know, I'm not going on without him. He's the human being that I'm committed to saving. So thanks awfully.
It's really exciting. When you hear all that resistance, and you go, oh, still doing it anyway, you know, or you'll sit there and you'll be sitting and you hear all the excuses why you're not going to, you know, carry on with the rest of your commitments in the day, and you get them and go, oh, still doing them,